So, George, we want to show you a case, you know, and get more into the issue of, again, ER positive, HER2 negative. We've heard a lot from investigators about maybe after first-line endocrine therapy, for example, in this case, the patient who was premenopausal got ovarian suppression, palbociclib, 27-year-old woman, BRCA2 germline mutation. So she gets, you know, neoadjuvant chemotherapy, she has metastatic disease, first-line therapy, she gets ovarian suppression, palbociclib. 14 months later, she has pulmonary lymphangitic carcinomatosis. What would you be thinking about at this point, George?
Well, first, I would probably regret not having done ovarian suppression a couple years earlier. But I think beyond that, is this a case where you'd think about using a PARP inhibitor? I don't think it's an unreasonable thing to do for someone like this. Lymphangitic carcinomatosis, on the other hand, is something where you can get in trouble in a hurry. This is the patient I am more likely to be relatively aggressive with from a chemotherapeutic standpoint.
And Sarah, I noticed you were one of the few people who gave that sort of ovarian answer for one of the cases of platinum and then PARP maintenance. Is this the kind of situation where you might be thinking about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I chose that is if you start with a platinum therapy and the patient progresses on platinum therapy, now we don't have data supporting the use of a PARP inhibitor because none of the studies allowed patients, meaning none, Olympiad and BRCA, who had progressed on platinum-based therapy. And if you follow the ovarian cancer data, platinum resistance sort of predicts for resistance to PARP inhibition. So I'd prefer to get a response. I think pulmonary lymphangitic carcinomatosis is a very poor prognostic indicator, and I'd want to be more aggressive and then do a maintenance strategy.